Patrols. Hardly had we arrived on the shore of Chimuan Bay than we received orders to move out. We headed inland and north into an area of small valleys and steep ridges, where we settled into a comfortable bivouac area and erected our two-man pup tents. It was more like maneuvers than combat. We didn't even dig foxholes. We could see Yantan Airfield in the distance to the west. Rain fell for the first time since we had landed 5 days earlier. The next day, our company began patrolling through the general area around our bivouac site. We didn't need the mortars because of the scattered nature of the enemy opposition. Stowing them out of the weather in our tents, those of us in the mortar section served as riflemen on the patrols. Mac, our new mortar section leader, led the first patrol I made. Our mission was to check out our assigned area for signs of enemy activity. Bergen was our patrol sergeant. I felt a lot more comfortable with him than with Mac. On a clear, chilly morning with the temperature at about 60 degrees, we moved out through open country on a good, rock-surfaced road. The scenery was picturesque and beautiful. I saw little sign of war. We had strict orders not to fire our weapons unless we saw a Japanese soldier or Okinawans we were certain were hostile. No shooting at chickens and no target practice. "Mac, where are we headed?" someone had asked before we left. "Hisawana," the lieutenant answered without batting an eye. "Jesus Christ, that's where Company K's 7th got ambushed the other night," one of the new replacements said. "Do you mean us few guys are supposed to patrol that place?" "Yeah, that's right, Hood," Bergen answered. We had nicknamed a big, square-jawed man from Chicago Hoodlum because of the notorious gangs of John Dillinger and others in that city during the days of Prohibition. My reaction on hearing our destination had been to thrust my Tommy gun toward another new man who wasn't assigned to the patrol and say, "Take this. Don't you want to go in my place?" "Hell no," he replied. So off we went with Mac, striding along like he was still in OCS back in Quantico, Virginia. The veterans among us looked worried. The new men, like Mac, seemed unconcerned. Because of the strange absence of anything but scattered opposition, some of the new men were beginning to think war wasn't as bad as they had been told it was. Some of them actually chided us about giving them an exaggerated account of the horrors and hardships of Peleliu. Okinawa in April was so easy for the 1st Marine Division that the new men were lulled into a false sense of well-being. We warned them, "When the stuff hits the fan, it's hell." But they grew more and more sure that we veterans were snowing them. Mac didn't help matters either by his loud pronouncements of how he would take his K-bar in his teeth and his .45 in hand and charge the Japanese as soon as one of our guys got hit. The April stay of execution tended to lull even the veterans into a state of wishful thinking and false security, although we knew better.